When I last spoke with Dr. Rachel Levine back in December, she was Pennsylvania's Secretary of Health, trying to figure out how to vaccinate an entire state.
This is the public health challenge of a lifetime. I don't think any of us have seen a 40-hour week.
Well, now she is newly confirmed as Assistant Secretary for Health at the Department of Health and Human Services, and part of her job is to figure out how to vaccinate the entire country. Her appointment also makes history as the first openly transgender federal official to be confirmed by the Senate. And she is here for her first interview since that confirmation. Dr. Levine, welcome back to All Things Considered.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's begin by talking about the pandemic. You were president of the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials, and so I'm sure you were hearing lots of complaints about the federal government. Now that you are in a senior position in the federal government, what lessons from the work that you were doing in Pennsylvania are you applying to this new job?
Well, I think it's very important for collaboration to exist between the federal government response to COVID-19, the states, as well as local health departments. I think that we will be more successful when we're all working together.
What does that mean in practical terms, particularly when so many states are going their own way and taking very different approaches to the pandemic?
Well, so many governors are going their own way and developing some of their own policies, particularly in regards to mitigation. But, you know, we come back to three tools in the toolbox. The first is containment, which includes testing and contact tracing. The second is mitigation, and at its heart, that involves wearing a mask, and then the distribution of the vaccine. And I think that federal, state, and local health departments are all on the same page in terms of using the tools at our disposal.
Cases and hospitalizations are starting to trend upward in many states, as you know. And CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is sounding more concerned that people are giving into pandemic fatigue. How worried are you that we are at the beginning of another spring surge right now?
Well, we are concerned about the increase in the number of cases, as well as signs of increases in hospitalizations and deaths. You know, we are getting closer and closer, but we're not done yet. We have to stay the course. And that's why it's so necessary to take the mitigation measures very, very seriously.
Let me shift and ask you about the Affordable Care Act, because as we speak today, new healthcare subsidies are taking effect for plans on healthcare.gov and the other insurance marketplaces created by that law. And the Biden administration has opened up enrollment on healthcare.gov until August. This is the first time Democrats have controlled the federal government after a decade of Republicans in Congress and then in the White House doing everything they could to gut the law. And so what impact do you expect these new subsidies to have on the way the Affordable Care Act marketplaces work?
Well, we expect a significant impact. You know, President Biden ran on the promise to bring down health care costs for families. And with the American Rescue Plan, he has delivered on that promise. This is really one of the most significant pieces of health care legislation since the ACA. Because of the American Rescue Plan, really nearly 15 million Americans who currently lack health insurance and many current enrollees can receive additional financial support to find the coverage that meets their needs at a price that they can afford.
You say some 15 million people who don't currently have insurance can get subsidies. Is that expressing a hope that 15 million new people will get covered out of the some 26 million Americans who currently lack healthcare insurance?
No, I think that that would be our goal. So we are having an ad campaign to make sure Americans know that starting today that they can sign up for coverage until August 15th. This is like a call to action. Please go to healthcare.gov and sign up.
I'd also like to ask you about the situation at the border and the flood of unaccompanied minors, because your department, HHS, has announced a string of new facilities for minors, including convention centers and military bases. Homeland Security officials say their shelters are overcrowded because HHS does not have the resources to handle the number of children arriving every day. I know you've only been in the job a week, but can you tell us what the biggest sticking point right now is on getting kids out of these Homeland Security holding facilities and into HHS shelters?
This is really a top priority for the Biden administration and for the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And as you know, I'm a former pediatrician and adolescent medicine physician, and so it's a top priority of mine as well. The Office of Refugee Resettlement in HHS is responsible for the temporary care of these unaccompanied children that are referred by the Department of Homeland Security. And it has been a challenge, but we are putting people in place to be able to accomplish that. And I think that you'll find that the situation will continue to improve.
Can you tell us whether the biggest challenge right now is a shortage of beds or a shortage of people to process the children who are moving from DHS facilities to HHS facilities, or what the biggest holdup is?
Well, there have been a significant number of children, and so we are making sure that we have the staffing available, and we're making sure that we have, as you said, a new facility and the beds available to take care of these children, and then ORR will work to identify sponsors and places that these children can go in the United States.
You say there's this ramping up process, but it is such an urgent problem that gets bigger every day. Do you have a sense of how long it will be until there's an orderly process in place that works?
I think you'll find that it'll be presently. As I said, this is a priority of the Biden administration, of the president, of the vice president, as well as the Secretary of Health.
You have jumped on this moving train in the middle of a pandemic, and I know you've only been in the job for a week. Can you just give us a sense of what it's been like?
You know, it's been different because it's the federal government, but the issues are the same. You know, we're talking about COVID-19, which, of course, has dominated public health over the last year. But there are many other public health issues that we're discussing. We're discussing substance abuse and the opioid crisis. We've been talking about health equity. That was a priority in Pennsylvania. It's a priority in the federal government. And so I think that many of the issues are the same, and I feel very well prepared for this job and excited to get going.
Dr. Rachel Levine is Assistant Secretary for Health at the Department of Health and Human Services. We are grateful for your time today. Thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.